track 13. And now we come to the sport. And we're going to start with bowls. The RBL Whites win big at popular event. Dawlish Bowls Club held the third of four 2024 charity days on July the 21st. 24 was the maximum number of teams, and yet 28 showed up, so while some were left disappointed, this was an absolutely fantastic turnout. The day was warm and sunny, and with the added attraction of the vintage cars on the lawn, the bowling area was very busy. The kitchen helpers and bar staff were kept busy. Kevin Martin came out on top in the Spider, rolling his ball closer to the jack than anyone else. Meanwhile, after slight issues in the quarterfinals were quickly rectified, RBL Whites and White Hart Wanderers booked their spots in the final. Mike Pavey presented a very large new Paul Carpenter Cup from the Royal Antediluvian Order of the Buffaloes, of which Paul was a member. Together with Rosie Carpenter, Paul's wife, he presented the cup to the winners, the RBL Whites. And Kingstainton Bowls Club had their over-55s Y Division match against Hipplepen postponed due to the roadworks on Walborough Road. As a result, there was just one fixture this week, with the over-55 X Division team entertaining Bitton Park on July the 24th. Unfortunately, they were unsuccessful in this endeavour, losing 35-25 and all 8 league points going the way of Bitton 2. The Y Division fixture will be rearranged at some point. And a quick look at golf. Creditable second. A very credible second place was secured by Dainton team at Stolber Golf Club in the South Devon Senior League, where the top spot was clinched with a whopping 47 points scored by their final pairing. An excellent performance was put up to the finish the day in second place with a respectable 195 points, only picked by the host club with 202 points, thanks to that final pairing. Tynmouth Golf Club hosted the Welland Cup on Friday the 26th amongst its members with 10 pairs entering. These pairs were mixed and saw a culmination of the ladies' section and the senior section. Clive Garbutt and Natasha Waggett led the field at the end of play, beating the other nine pairs thanks to a solid score of 37 points, which is the equivalent of one under par. There was just a little piece on football. New season opener between local pair. Another season of football is upon us, and two local teams are set to face each other on the opening day of 24-25. Bovey Tracy were second to the brilliant Ivybridge Town, who topped the standings by a whopping 26 points. And to rub further salt into the wounds, they stole a key Bovey player in the off-season as well. Ollie Applin was a lethal goal scorer in the Bovey colours, winning golden boots and other awards for his efforts, but he has rejoined his former club Ivybridge following their promotion to a higher level. Whilst Bovey finished as runners-up in the Premier East, Newton Abbott Spurs were in sixth on just less than 2 points. In 2023-24 campaign, the separation between second and eighth was practically non-existent. It was that close. The aforementioned Bovey accrued a total of 58 points, whereas Elberton Villa in eighth had 54. Also in amongst this group were Crediton United 55 points, Newton Spurs 56, Oakhampton Argyle 56, Bridport FC 57, and Axminster Town 58. Key fixtures come thick and fast with local clashes against Kingstainton Athletics on September the 14th at Osborne Park and Newton Abbott Spurs second 11 in mid-October, also on home soil. Lastly, to Tynmouth AFC, and it all begins for them at St Mary's Field on August the 3rd when they visit Bridport FC. Three away fixtures to get the new season going. They can welcome Torrington FC to Tynmouth on August the 17th. And now we come to cricket. Two teams heading in opposite directions. Chudleigh are potentially one more defeat away from relegation after going down by 44 runs in the basement battle with Clith St George. The latest defeat, the 11th in as many completed games, means Chudley are 69 points away from safety at the foot of the table. They have to get past Tynmouth and Sheldon to stay up. Fighting for their lives in A Division. Abbots Kerswell kept their A Division survival hopes simmering away with a 5-wicket win over fellow relegation warriors Tavistock. A win at Abbots Kerswell could have put more than 20 points between Tavistock and second bottom Plimstock, who were horribly thrashed by leaders North Devon. Instead, Tavistock, 129 points, are just 6 points ahead of Plimstock, 123, with 5 games left to ensure they don't get caught. Abbots Kerswell, 108 points, still have plenty to do to save themselves, but are no longer the basket cases they looked a few rounds ago. A crucial victory in the face of adversity. Relegation warriors Bobby Tracy showed they don't intend to go down without a fight with a 1-wicket win over Exmouth. Pete Bradley, Bobby's mid-season replacement as captain, keeps insisting it's not over yet for his side, who have proved him right with back-to-back wins over Plimpton and now Exmouth. Sandford away this Saturday will be a stiffer test for Bobby, although opposite number Jackson Thompson will probably be more worried about the outcome than opposite number Bradley. And that concludes the sport for this week.